Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With the 22nd selection in the 2003 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rex Grossman, quarterback, University of Florida.
And now we focus back on Grossman, who has all day and goes deep. Ferrying down the middle, hit in stride. Touchdown, Chicago.
But that throw, that was a wow throw from Rex Grossman, hitting Ferrying for 68 yards, a touchdown.
Down the sideline, Grossman does, and it's caught by Berrien. What a throw by Rex Grossman.
Grossman in the pocket, fires, and the ball is caught by Muhammad for the touchdown.
If those highlights sound familiar, it's because you know who it is. Rex Grossman, kind enough to join us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, of course. The over a decade NFL veteran, the former Bears quarterback here from 2003 to 2008. Yes, that includes the Super Bowl. And Rex is joining Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher and defensive standout Alex Brown, who we love from pre- and post-game coverage, for a special cruise on Lake Michigan with City Cruises Live, telling stories and reliving that special 2006 season. Rex, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We just gave out our grades, and please laugh at this. It took us an hour and a half to do so when it came to when it came to offense, defense, special teams. We did quarterback and head coach and like somebody we wanted to highlight. If you were giving the Bears a grade for their season so far, you just have to give one. What would you say?
Oh, I'd give them an A minus. They're a young team ascending, and they're doing a pretty damn good job of creating a lot of momentum, and they look like they're having fun and they're building something. So I'm giving them an A minus.
Rex, when you look at what this team has become, and it seems like a stark contrast. I know it's only been a year since we were looking at that 10-game losing streak. What do you think the biggest difference has been in Caleb Williams this year versus what you saw from the rookie quarterback last year?
Well, I mean, just watch him from afar. He just seems like he's more comfortable with his decision-making. You know, last year, I think, first of all, the offensive line's a lot better this year. Plus, he's more confident where he's looking and going through his reads instead of just holding the ball a little bit too long and dancing in the pocket and doing some things when maybe guys were open and he was trying to make a wild play. I think he's understanding the game a little more, has better protection, and I think his coach is putting his eyes in the right spot.
Rex, I got to tell you, man, just listening to you right now, it's so good to hear your voice. I feel like we have been missing you for some time here in terms of coming on the radio, being present in Chicago. I see a text right at the top that says, I miss Rex. Where have you been, man? What's been going on? How are you?
I'm good, man. I had 1 year with the Houston Texans and 4 years with the Washington Redskins, and now I'm in South Florida, living the dream, just hanging out. Being in Chicago was the best 6 years of my life.
Really?
I had a lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs, but mostly ups, you know. Had a couple injuries, you know, I got benched, but also, like, was drafted in the first round, went to a Super Bowl, had a bunch of amazing memories. I mean, just such a fun city to live in, and that whole 6 years is a special 6 years of my life.
You are a huge part, a huge character in Bears history. You just are. You're part of what I call the pre-Cutler era, and things kind of changed after that in terms of the QB and where they were drafting them. You were obviously number 22 overall, and you talk about all the great memories, and obviously 2006 was a great year. Hell, for 5-6 games, people thought you were the MVP, but I want to take you back to one of my memories that I've been wanting to ask you about, and this is in the year 2005. That was a year you had a broken ankle in the preseason. You returned to a game on I believe you relieved Kyle Orton on December 18th, 2005 against Atlanta. And the reason it resonates with me, Rex, is because I was at the game as a fan, freezing my ass off. The beers weren't taking that night. I had cardboard separating my feet from the concrete. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You remember the game, man. You come in. I think your first throw, I think, was like a sidearm 10 or 11 yard pickup. The crowd went crazy. Like, they went nuts when you came into the game. What do you remember about that, other than the fact that it was freezing that night against Atlanta at Soldier Field?
My rookie year, I started the last three games of the season. Cordell Stewart was the quarterback, and I kind of got my feet wet, and I was all excited for my full season in 04, and the third game of the year, I tore my ACL. So that was, you know, a big bummer, and it was a lot of rehab, a lot of mental anguish, you know, physical therapy to get back. In the first preseason game, I break my ankle, and it was just, I couldn't have been more down. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just... And then to watch the team have success in 05 and wanting to be a part of it, and just felt like, you know, some really down moments right there. But as I started to heal from my ankle and Kyle Orton wasn't playing really well, I was kind of finally dressing and getting healthy. And, you know, at halftime, Lovie Smith was like, "We're going to put you in." And I couldn't have been more excited. I know it was like 5 degrees out, but it felt like 90 in my uniform. I was ready to roll.
Yeah.
And after all those 3 years really wanting to get my, you know, feet wet, I was running out on the field, just couldn't have been more pumped up. And to get that ovation, it was just goosebumps, you know. And then the first play, I was, you know, the wind was blowing, but it didn't matter. I just fired it into Mohsin Muhammad, yeah. And the crowd went crazy. And that was a special moment for sure.
We are talking to Rex Grossman, of course, the former Bears quarterback, and he is part of a city cruise on November 21st. The dinner cruise sets sail from Navy Pier. You can get your tickets at citycruises.com/live. And Rex, I also want to ask, just, I know you gave your grade earlier of the Bears overall, but what do you think about this offense, especially when I consider you were part of one of the later eras where the college offense really did not match up with what you would see in the NFL? I feel like the Bears offense is a good example of being able to mix a lot of what made college offenses so fun during your time, for example, at Florida, and then what we're seeing in the NFL now. How do you look at the offense as a whole?
Well, I think Ben Johnson is an amazing coordinator that really has a lot of trick plays and everybody talks about, but just be able to create separation for the wide receivers schematically is what it's all about. I mean, we had that a lot with Ron Turner, but when I was with Kyle Shanahan, and understanding defenses and how you affect linebackers to create holes behind them, and was just eye-opening. And it all pretty much starts with the running game. And I think the Bears have been running the ball pretty well, which makes it a lot easier on the quarterback, because then the play action starts to really affect safeties and linebackers, and you can start to attack those holes. But I think that's exactly what they're doing. And then they're so young, but they're so talented that some of the plays Caleb makes is just, you can't schematically draw that up. So if he gets really good at just the basics, he's going to be amazing.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today as we discuss football with Rex Grossman, former Chicago Bears great, former Florida great. I remember I went to Mississippi State. Yeah, your first trip to Starkville was not a good one, but then you paid us back with a 52-0 just blowout the second time around. Yeah, so there's that, Rex. But I do want to talk to you about how much do you follow the NFL versus the college game, because I know you're a Florida legend, and you're seeing things take place like the game last night between the Packers and the Eagles, and it seems like it's hard to find out where the Bears fall in this kind of hierarchy of what we're seeing across the NFC and the NFL at large.
Well, the Bears are coming. I mean, I'm a Bears fan, so I was hoping that they would be able to sneak into the playoffs this year and make things happen for the 2026 season, because that's basically what happened to us in 2005. We established ourselves as a good team, and then going into 2006, we had high expectations, and for the most part, we met them. So that's what I was rooting for. But it looks like they're well on their way to doing that, and obviously they got to have a great second half of the season here, but they got every opportunity to make the playoffs and make something happen. They're going to be a tough out if they make the playoffs.
I hope you're right, man. This segment with Rex Grossman is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at the worst, we're at our best. I love that you said that this was the best 6 years of your life, because I can't imagine what it's like to be a Bears quarterback. I mean, the scrutiny is heavy. The pressure is large. You're getting stuck. Like, every single quarterback that's been here gets those critiques. What was it like for you in that regard? Were you turned off as you went out of town because of all that? And what do you think about all the quarterbacks since you that have taken that same pressure, and it seems to affect like the play of these quarterbacks, the pressure that exists to be a good quarterback in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of negatives. Everything you said is true, but there's also, you know, you're in Chicago, you're playing for the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl, you get drafted in the first round, you're in a beautiful city with passionate fans, and you know, a lot of them loved me. A lot of them didn't. But, you know, that's just part of it. And during the 2006 season, our defense was playing so well and our special teams was making plays, and we would play great on offense. But when we didn't, I was the lightning rod, and the 670, the score was all over it. So everybody just was talking about, well, the defense is going to play great. The special teams are going to play great. We're going to run the ball decent. How's Rex going to play? So I became a lightning rod as big as it gets. So that was a little bit of pressure for sure, but the biggest pressure was on me to figure out how to play consistently well. And I was good at times, and, you know, at times I wish I had a few things back. But, you know, it was an amazing experience. But when I left, I was just so motivated to get another opportunity to play as well as I know I could have, and at times I did as well. But, you know, inconsistency was something I never really got over.
Rex, I know that this is a bit of a preview of what people who are attending this cruise with you and Brian Urlacher and Alex Brown are going to experience on November 21st. You know, what makes this event special for you?
It was fun, you know. Brian Urlacher and Alex Brown reached out if I wanted to do this, and we've done two of them already, and it was just fun to kind of be around them and hang out. It's like a big little, it's a big cruise boat, goes out of Navy Pier, and, you know, we have a few drinks, and we tell stories and answer questions, and just kind of hang out with the fans. They have dinner, and it's like, I didn't know what to expect first go around, but it's just fun. We're just up there telling stories, talking to the fans, hanging out, taking pictures. It's just like a cool event. I didn't know it would be that much fun the first go around, but it was cool.
Who's the most chatty out of you three?
Oh, Alex Brown for sure. I mean, it's not even close. Brian and I kind of look at each other like, just let him run, just let him go with it.
Rex, will you do us a favor? By the way, will you please not be a stranger? I know, like, the score probably wasn't your favorite radio station to listen to at one point in time, man.
Yeah.
But our listeners love hearing from you. I understand. Like, look, I'm part of it, man. I'm in the media. I cover the Bears to this day, and it ain't easy, man. But it's so good to hear from you, and I hope that you'll come out again with us and we could talk more football and just break down these Bears games.
Absolutely. Give me a call anytime.
Well, we love it, Rex. And then anything else you want to let people know about with this upcoming cruise on the 21st? Because it does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a full bar, dinner. You know, it's just like a little cruise around Lake Michigan, and we talk football. You know, we have like a meet and greet session, take pictures, hang out. It's not a big deal, and it's really fun. So if you got nothing to do Friday night, come join us.
Well, I think the listener's new objective now is to get you to talk more than Alex Brown.
That's never going to happen.
Never.
He's my teammate at Florida. He's been my teammate in Chicago. I know him well, and I don't have his lungs for sure.
Well, Rex, it's going to be fun. Thanks again for joining us. You can get tickets at citycruises.com/live. Rex Grossman, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Rex.
I appreciate it. See you guys.
See ya.
That's Rex Grossman. How fun is that? And yeah, I had to mess with him a little bit there because having worked with Alex Brown, and we all know Alex pretty well because of his work on pre and post game. I figured he might be the favorite, but now we have a challenge.
I swear to God, ask Rex
a lot of questions.
If I had one more question, I was going to go the sexy route. I was starting to feel comfortable. I was going to ask him if people still call him sexy.
I guess we'll find out at the city cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, you say, got to leave a little something for the city cruise. Exactly.
Exactly. Coming up next, it is halftime. And we had a discussion of which stories we wanted to discuss with everybody for halftime today. But there was something that came across the newswire about a week ago that actually not only affects Mark Grody, but also his mom and the Cubs. So we'll do it all next.
Well, the Bears are coming.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. The coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it. Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois, being very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
For anybody who didn't realize that, our guy Matt Bowen drafted right next to Brady. Tom Brady cloned his dog. We found out this earlier today, that his dog is actually a clone of his former dog. from a company that he's an investor in. And now we're wondering, you think it's possible? It's true, Matt. You think it's possible he's going to clone himself and try to raise a quarterback to be even better than him? Your thoughts?
I don't even know what to say, Steve. I mean, this can't be real, right?
The dog cloning is real.
Apparently it is. I don't know. It's probably dangerous territory. We should just move on.
You think so? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. No, it's very serious. This is a very serious, you know, topic.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. Matt Bowen joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. No cloning stories to distract you with today.
I'm telling you what, I've been doing the score for what? I think 10 years, and I took some time off when I started ESPN, maybe like six. So let's say 16 years. That's the most, that's the question I was the least prepared for in my life.
Well, you've had a week. Have you thought about it?
Let's not. Can we?
No.
I mean,
I really haven't at all.
No. Right. Not even a little. All right. That's fair. No. So we'll get away from it. We got good questions about good, good results. I almost said good football. Yeah. But I had to stop myself because at least
there were pockets of good football.
There were pockets. There were pockets of good football. What do you walk away thinking about the quarterback and the head coach? Let's start there because it's the A1 story of the season in terms of the development of their relationship, the way they see it, and the way the quarterback is performing in and out of structure. What do you walk away thinking after that one?
Well, speaking in that football game, what I take away was Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. It was the right combination of scheme, defined throws that kept Caleb on rhythm. And as always with him, because it's part of his game, the right amount of splash plays or difference-making plays in the second half to win a football game. Now, if you're going to sit down and grade play-by-play in the tape, I'm not going to give him a letter grade, but there are areas to improve, just like every week. But if I'm going to talk about this football game, I'm going to go to the last 5 minutes. What he did over the last 5 minutes. Wrote down some notes here. The 3rd and 10 throw to Loveland. It was the second reaction play when he had to get outside the pocket, throw back across his body to an in-breaking route. Wasn't perfect ball placement, but again, you're working the football to a tight end who's got a great catch radius. The deep in-breaker late in the football game to Roman Dunze. Rhythm throw on time. The TD to Roman Dunze, and there's something I like about that TD because it's a simple route. You know, you're in the low red zone area of the field. You get man coverage, the two-man route to that side of the field. But his eye placement and his shoulder movement, that forced Rome to uncover. And that leads to a high percentage throw to a touchdown. And then you have the two scramble plays. Really one of them. One's a scramble run on a second reaction play that gets him down on the doorstep of the goal line. And then the boot play to win it, okay? So this is a classic boot concept. We know it's a part of Ben Johnson's offense. But there's parts of it there that stand out. One movement, you get pre-snap motion. First the shift, then pre-snap motion, which grabs the eyes of the defense. Then you pull the guard. Everything there looks like run. Everything. And what did it do to Brian Burns, the right side defensive end? He crashes and chases inside. That opens the edge for Caleb. Because if he's standing there, guys, the ball has to be out immediately. It's probably a dump-off throw to the tight end, commit. He's not going to have time to square his shoulders and make the throw to Zacchaeus. And I like what he did there. Look, it's the end of a football game. It's snowing. It's windy. It's cold weather. You have an open edge. You have the ability as a runner, pull the ball and make a play with your leg. So those last 5 minutes, those plays I wrote down really stood out to me because he made the plays necessary to win the football game.
And so, Matt, when you – and that's great stuff. When you're on a team and you know your quarterback can do that and has done that now multiple times, now to the soft factors, what does that do to a team when you know your quarterback can do that kind of stuff?
You mean from a defensive perspective or from Bears on offense?
A locker room perspective.
Okay. To know that even if the kid's learning, you know that he can close like that.
It means a lot. It means that he's developing into a playmaker. And that's what we talked about coming out of the draft. You know, when he watched the tape at USC, a lot of highlight plays. And what you wanted to see was the next step. And you're starting to see it. Like I said, throughout that football game, when he's playing on rhythm and driving the ball, especially in in-breaking concepts, everything looks crisp. Okay, now you add the playmaking element to that. Now, still, you need more refinement in terms of, you know, comfortability inside the pocket. I go to one play, okay? Remember, we're talking about a young quarterback. But when he extended the play into the boundary, made the deep ball throw to DJ Moore in the corner of the end zone, right? Everyone talks about the arm talent because it always pops with him. But if you're looking at the elite quarterbacks in this league, Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, I think Joe Burrow's in this mix right here, do they climb, reset the window, and throw the deep over out on time to DJ Moore? That's the next step for him. And look, that's a lot to ask for a second-year quarterback, because we're talking about big-time players that I just listed. But that's where he wants to get to, where he doesn't have to leave the pocket, where he doesn't have to eject, where he can step up, reset that window, and still stay on time. I think that's the next step in this progression for him.
Matt, we spent a lot of time over the last couple of days like talking about Luther Burden, and we're all excited about Luther Burden and what his draft profile is. How ideally is Luther Burden used more going forward?
I think you make it simple, and that does, that's nothing against the player or the coach. I think you make it simple because it helps your offense. Give him the ball more on fly sweeps, on wide receiver screens, on shallow crossers, on slant routes. Why do you do that? Because he has excellent ball carrier vision. He has speed in the open field, and he's creative with the football in his hands. You want to put him in situations, Lawrence, where, again, he can display his playmaking traits. That's what you saw at Mizzou. Go back and watch his high school tape at East St. Louis. That's what you saw on his high school tape. Creativity with the football in his hands. So if I'm Ben Johnson, I'm going to find the simple ways to do that, to give him high percentage opportunities, but also give my football team opportunities to create explosive plays.
Yeah, and the way that Ben's talking about it this week, I think it's going to happen. I'm wondering whose snaps that takes from, if anybody's. Like, it's tempting to say, well, it should take from Zaccheaus, who just had some drops.
Right.
But I don't know. Does it have to be one person in particular, or can it just sort of, can that come out in the wash on the back end, I suppose?
I don't think it has to be one player in particular. I agree, Zaccheaus had a rough day. Okay, there's no question about it. But he's made plays for you this year. You know, with Burden, he gives you inside and outside flexibility. He can play in the boundary. He can play in the slot. So there could be certain packages where DJ's out or a certain package where Roma's out. He can do different things for it. So I don't think it's one player. But there are ways to get him on the field, and I agree. I would love to see more of him because of the upside he has.
How are you viewing the growth of Darnell Wright at right tackle?
I think he had some really impressive snaps last week. Really impressive. Okay, there are snaps in the run game where he is absolutely nasty at the point of attack. I think he's growing in pass protection. This is a good test for him because of the talent the New York Giants have on the edges. I've said before, some of the best in the NFL right now. We look at their top three edge rushers. So he was put to a test at times, and I think he's growing, developing. And he's doing what you expected as a right tackle. An athletic right tackle also has power. Okay, he can displace defenders at the point of attack and move them off the line of the scrimmage. And he has the footwork to match speed and the power to handle strength off the edge. So he is developing, I would say, at an accelerated rate in what you would expect.
Matt Bowen with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. I want to flip to when the Giants had the ball. Greg Olsen said it during the game that with Jackson Dart under center, the play action was working, even though he said the run game has been irrelevant. And it's like, man, but maybe it's not irrelevant. What is the effect of rushing attempts, even if they are not successful, when play action starts to work? And you're like, they can't run the ball, but play action's working. How the hell is that possible?
Well, I think they look the same. That's what you want. You want them to mirror one another. When you run outside zone, and then you come back and run outside zone run action and throw off, and it looks the same. And what you're really trying to do, Speaks, is simply influence second-level defenders. Because most play-action throws are in that intermediate window, right, between the safeties and between the linebackers. So if you can influence them, and in the NFL, unlike high school or college, there's no time to recover. If you take two false steps, you're not going to have time to open up, get to depth as a zone defender, and get underneath an in-breaker or a skinny post. You just don't have time to do it. So that's, I think, what Greg Olsen is saying, is you can mirror your run and pass game together and blend them together so they look the same. Well, from a defense perspective, they look the same also. And that's how you create the big plays in a play-action game.
What do you hope you see different in this matchup with the Vikings than the first one?
Different. I think the first thing is to close out games, right? We talked about it at the beginning of the season, and that's a football game the Bears should have won. They should be sitting at 7-2 right now. No question about that. So what can they do when the adjustments are made at halftime to be better in the second half. I think what they did against J.J. McCarthy in week one was excellent. They changed the picture post-snap. They made him hold the ball at times. I thought he looked hesitant. But in the second half, I felt that J.J. was much more comfortable throwing the football. So can Dennis Allen put together a game plan that really forces him to hesitate as a thrower? And that's what you want to do in this game. But I'll tell you what, if I'm Minnesota, the first thing I'm going to try to do is establish offensive tempo running the ball against this Bears defense. Because if Edwards is still out, they are a different defense right now. With Sewell in there, he doesn't key and diagnose the run at the same rate. He doesn't have the same play speed. He doesn't have a playmaking element that T.J. Edwards brings to the field. So if he's still down, that's the first thing I'm trying to do, guys, is run the ball.
Is there anything that's improved on the offense enough to slow Brian Flores down, to make him maybe think twice about the blitz packages he uses against the Bears?
I don't think it matters to him. Brian Flores reminds me of playing for Greg Williams. Is this, you know, they have a certain identity, right? That's what they are. They are going to bring pressure. They're going to disguise pressure. They're going to stem late in the secondary. They're going to show pressure in a drop in the coverage. They're going to be who they are defensively. But what I will say is if Caleb continues to throw with more timing, which he has the last couple of football games, then there are ways to beat pressure, to get the ball out, to throw at location, to throw in a rhythm where, hey, I have pressure coming, but it's not going to get home because the ball's out so quickly because I see it fast enough. And that's one way to counter pressure, is how quickly your quarterback can ID it and get the ball out.
Matt, we were talking about this a little yesterday. Sometimes, like, a problem child who bounces from team to team is not necessarily an intelligent player. Sometimes they're really intelligent players. Like, C.J. Gardner-Johnson seems to know what the hell he's doing in a defensive backfield. And the way he talks about it, the way D.A. talked about him on Thursday, and then we're seeing this production. Like, what is he showing you to come off the couch and be this good two games in a row?
Well, Spiggs, I think the first thing is the familiarity. He's played in this defense before. That means everything. You're not learning a bunch of new terminology. You're not playing a position you've never aligned in before. You understand how the defense coordinator is going to coach you. And you understand as a player how to respond to that coaching. So that's the first thing, is the familiarity puts you in a position where you can play fast immediately. The second thing is he's in the right spot in this football team. He's at his best at this stage of his career down near the line of scrimmage, where he can play as an overhang slot defender, where he can pressure, where he can tackle in space, and where he can be disruptive. And right, if you go back to Sunday, D.A., he dialed up some great pressures. Great pressures where the safety of the slot in this situation, Gardner-Johnson, has a free rush lane. That's how you manipulate protection. That's how you get a free runner. And that puts him in a position to play very productive football for you.
So we're still a couple weeks away from it, Matt, but he does seem to be in the right spot. When Kyler Gordon comes back, are you tempted to put him outside at corner and leave CJ where he is? Would you even consider such things?
That's a great question, and I'll tell you what, because right now I think the Bears, especially going this week against Justin Jefferson, I don't know how much man coverage they're going to play. Because right now they're not matching up very well in the secondary. They're just not. Stevenson had a couple tough reps versus Slayton the other day. Look, I know he made a great play in the one-handed catch and the fade ball, but he also beat him on a corner route where Stevenson had bad eye placement, gave up leverage. So if you believe that Gordon can play outside and play press man, that might be something you discuss in the building.
So let me get this straight. It's IC Catholic versus Byron and two Iowa safeties on the sidelines of each team. Is that what's happening this weekend?
This is Sean Constantine played after me at Iowa. Played in the NFL, too. I played against him when he was with the Eagles, and he went on, was a great special teams player with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl. So Sean's playing big-time games. He's an excellent coach, guys. Outstanding coach. Because he's going to throw some things defensively at us that we haven't seen before from them on tape. He is very good at being one step ahead. And when you play Byron, I'll tell you right now, it is as physical as it gets. Even coming from the Catholic League, where I think it is the best football in the state, when you play Byron, it is physical. They're going to run the football, and they're going to run it and run it and run it. That's what they do. So I'm excited for the football game. It's out there. It's a great environment. We played, the last time I played their guys was 2017 state semifinals. We beat them 7-0 on a quarterback scramble with under a minute to play. And those are the type of games you get out there at that stadium.
Man, good luck to everyone at IC Catholic. Good luck to your son as well, Coach. I know you got to get back to practice, but
Hold on, one more, real quick, Matt. Yeah. If it wasn't Brady, who do you think would have been the first guy from the 2000 draft to try to clone an animal? Would it have been Jamal Lewis, Kabir Gbajabiamila, maybe Sebastian Janikowski?
I'll go Janikowski. Yeah, me too. I'll go Janikowski.
Totally would have been Janikowski. All right, Coach, good luck this week.
All right, guys, thank you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
What did he prove? Is that the question?
Yeah.
That he is the one. He is the one. He is the answer to all I've wanted my entire life as a Bears fan. The Bears, plenty of reason to doubt them. Caleb Williams, no.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
We love talking to Danny Parkins. It happens every week at this time, 1 o'clock on a Wednesday. Check Danny out on the newly expanded First Things First from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1. He is at Danny Parkins on X, and he joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Hey, Danny, can I show you something?
Please. Yeah, of course.
Ray printed it out on our color printer. He used the color ink for this.
Wow, you guys got a color printer. Things are going well.
It's look at this. It's the playoff picture, and you see where the Bears are?
Yeah, I can kind of see that, but they're the sixth seed, right? They would have the Lions in a Ben Johnson revenge spot.
Yes, but isn't it weird to just see this on November 12th?
Makes me nostalgic for the in the hunt graphic.
Or that's your Fox company's graphic. They do the best job with that. And I love it because it has like 12 teams on it.
What don't we do the best job with over here? Am I right? Yeah. The in the hunt graphic is a it'll listen, if the Bears just become like a perennial power, one of the unintended consequences and a small casualty of being a superpower is we will never be in the Hunt graphic again, which is going to, I'm going to have like a wistfulness to that. I'm going to miss that a little bit, but somehow I think we'd be able to soldier on if it was like, man, are the Bears going to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs or merely win the division and be a two or a three seed? Like, I think we'd get over not being in the Hunt graphic.
Follow me on this, Danny. The Bears are indeed in position to win this division. They have a chance because I'm looking at everybody else's schedule. I'm looking at their own schedule. It's really just a matter of if Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson continue to grow and also whether or not they get healthy people back on defense.
Yeah, I think it's a little right. I like the caveat at the end there. They can win the division. I don't think they will. I think that like the schedule gets a lot tougher. I think Green Bay's defense is excellent, and while Jordan Love is inconsistent in a hilarious way and they're suffering some injuries on offense, I do think, their three losses, they allowed 10 to Philly, 16 to Carolina, and 13 to Cleveland. Green Bay's defense is going to win them a lot of games. And then Detroit, I still think, is the best team in the division. So I'd be very, very surprised if the Bears won the division. But there is a path, as you mentioned. And part of the reason why you hire Ben Johnson, there's a million of them, and this is just somewhere on the list. But one of the reasons is familiarity with the NFC North. Like, the Bears obviously could have beaten the Lions last year on Thanksgiving. They could have beaten the Vikings in that game that went to overtime last year when they scored 27 and Caleb had 340 and two touchdowns and no picks. They could have beat Green Bay both times. One was on the blocked field goal, and then the other one they did win in week 18. So even if they are going to be an underdog in the Packers games, in the last Lions game, like, they can win those games as an underdog. So, yes, there's a path to winning the division, but I wouldn't pick it right now.
Well, and Danny, we asked this question to begin our show, and we had some fun with that playoff graphic because it is not in the Hunt. And I did ask the question, if they win on the road at Minnesota Sunday, especially because that's the team that they've seen once already this season, how much does that change your expectation and evaluation of this team?
That's a good question. I don't know what could happen in that game that would make me change my evaluation of the team. Because, like, if the defense balls out, I assume most of us are going to be like, well, yeah, J.J. McCarthy's just not that good, maybe ever, or certainly yet. And then I think we're at the point where we are expecting the offense to be somewhere between average and great, and we'd be surprised if they were really bad. So I don't know if there's anything that could happen against Minnesota that would make me change like the overall outlook of the team.
Well,
no. Therefore, one of you guys?
Well, I think it's more of the expectation that this team should make the playoffs if they move to 7-3 on the season.
Right. Listen, we can game out all of these scenarios, but it is worthwhile to remember that Green Bay lost to Cleveland and Carolina. Miami blew out Atlanta and blew out Buffalo and then got blown out in the two games in between them, including one of those to Cleveland. Like, Buffalo beat the Chiefs thoroughly and then got blown out by the Dolphins. Like, it is such a week-to-week league that, like, if the Bears get to 7-3 and beat Minnesota, that doesn't mean they won't lose to the Browns. That's just how the league works. And I don't think they are... I mean, they would have lost to the Giants probably if Jackson Dart didn't get hurt, right? Now, no one's going to remember that if they get to 10 wins and they make the playoffs. But, like, that's just part of how it goes here. So maybe it sounds like you guys are a little bit – I don't even think I'm pessimistic. I am wildly enthused by what I am seeing, and it's been so crazy entertaining. But I don't really feel like I am yet watching a great football team. I feel like I'm watching a really – improving offense and a really exciting football team, and a one that is 6-3, but probably pretty easily could be 3-6. And like, that's the huge middle class that is the NFL.
No, you're right, but I don't even think they're a good football team. I just think they're a team with a winning record that's they're bump slayers. They've beaten a bunch of bums. But my point is, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have more chance to improve over the course of these last 8 games than anybody else because they have not scratched the surface on their actual potential yet. They're still a work in progress. Most of these other teams, we know what they are.
So you think you know? I don't know. I wonder if that's like hometown like bias, right? Like I think. I mean, the Lions changed their play caller this week. Like after losing an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. So like, do the Lions fully know what they are yet?
Yeah, I think they're the class of the division. That's what they are. I know what they are.
Right, but you would agree that if the Bears changed their play caller, that would be a massive story, right? And that would be like a massive change. Not just because it's Ben Johnson, but like that's a big thing that like the Niners think they're going to the playoffs. Will Brock Purdy play for them this year? That's a pretty big thing that could change the complexion of how we look at who the Niners are over the course of the year. So I think that we're 10 weeks into this thing. A lot of things are going to change between now and the end. But the truth is, you and I are in agreement. Detroit is going to make the playoffs. I think we're in agreement that even the loser of Rams, Seahawks, I think both of those teams are going to make the playoffs. The Bucs are going to win the NFC South. They will be in the playoffs. And then the Eagles are going to win the NFC East. So that's five NFC teams that are locked. And then it's Bears, Packers, and Niners. And depending on what you think of Carolina, two of those three teams will make it. Like that's what, to me, that's what the Bears have accomplished at this point in the season. It's two out of four or two out of three teams for two spots.
No, and I feel like that is fair. And that's kind of why I wanted to bring it up to begin with, is because I think questions like this do help people evaluate the team. I'm with you. There's a lot about the NFC North that I still think is at least up in the air, as far as it's not the same confidence that you can evaluate these teams with that you had last year. You know, like you mentioned, we see Dan Campbell calling the plays on the sideline. I thought that the Micah Parsons trade meant that Green Bay was a Super Bowl contender, and we've seen how inconsistent they have been. In fact, we were playing cuts on the afternoon show from callers in Wisconsin talking about how good the coach is in Chicago. You know, there's a lot that's undecided.
Love that bit. That's a great bit. Out of town sports radio is a great bit. Love that.
Good it job, is. And like, that was Tanny just listening to post game calls. And like that, not only does it show, number one, how things have changed, but also number two, I don't think there's a lot of truths to be had in the division right now that you can lean on.
Yeah, it's a very competitive division. There's very good coaches. I know everyone wants to write off J.J. McCarthy yet, but we'll see. He's played the least of all of those guys. It's a very, very tough division, and I like where the Bears stand. Like, I like the Bears coach. I like the Bears quarterback. I like a lot of talent on the team. If Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson both come back this year, I mean, that's a real potential boon to the defense. I don't think it solves everything, but I think it's a real reason for optimism. So, yeah, I mean, there's a path here where the Bears make the playoffs and then are very dangerous in the playoffs if the offense improves over the next 8 weeks, I think, to what Marshall was driving at earlier, as much as they did in the last 10, like, this team could be pretty damn scary at the end of it. Can I ask you guys a question?
Of course.
By the way? Okay. It feels like, and I'm not sure if you agree, and I don't know if this has been talked about at all locally, it feels like we're nibbling around the edges of a decision regarding Caleb Williams that might impact how Bears fans refer to him for the next, like, 15 years. And that is, people are starting to talk nicknames. Like, Iceman seemed to come out of that little video with the Bears. I saw someone commented and called him C. Willie. I really like what I said on TV, but I'm obviously biased because I said it. Like, I think he is the one, and you could play like that clip of Morpheus at Soldier Field, because he does his Houdini acts of like escaping sacks and evading pressure. It's like Neo in the Matrix dodging bullets. Like, I'm just, I don't know, and like I like if you can play a clip of a movie that everybody loves on a stadium jumbotron and the whole crowd goes insane. So like, imagine like if, let's say, like the one, like, caught on, and then like the Bears are down four with 90 seconds and two timeouts left, and they just put on the jumbotron Morpheus going, he is the one. And then it cut to Caleb Williams running onto the field. Like, the place would go ballistic. And I also kind of like Iceman, because you could be like, that's right, Iceman, I am dangerous. And, like, Val Kilmer could, like, click his teeth. Like, I think there's, like, real potential here, but we can't do C. Willie. We can't allow that to happen. And I just feel like we have to nudge fans in the right direction on what this nickname could become.
Well, the problem is it's Theo Benedad who's leading the charge on C. Willie. He said, we call it C. Willie time because he's just as cool as ever in the fourth quarter. So when it's the left tackle, doesn't that get the biggest vote here?
The irony, Danny, is that Theo Benedet and his lack of consistency and protection in the passing game has allowed him to have those opportunities to play the Neo character.
Yeah. Layla, I think if Darnell Wright was leading the charge, that would carry a lot more weight with me than Theo. Like, you know what I mean? Should he have more of a say in Caleb Williams' nickname than me? I don't think so. Like, I actually am not positive that he should. And so I just don't want us to rush into a decision on this. I don't want anyone to make a wrong decision. Mm-hmm. You can't choose your own nickname. It's often given to you. Like by the way, Victor Wembanyama, it goes by Wemby. I kind of thought Big Vic was better. I thought Big Vic was better. I lost out on that one. Like, his Instagram handle is Wemby. Everyone's calling him Wemby. I lost. I'm willing to lose the vote, but I would suggest the one or maybe Neo, like a Matrix style theme. But again, I'm just a humble servant of Bears fans here. Oh, you know, wow. So I want the discussion to happen because I don't think we can allow it to be C. Willie.
Let me kick back.
Iceman can't be it because that's Paul Wall. So we're not doing that. So the one may be better.
Iceman is Val Kilmer in Top Gun.
The Iceman is Paul Wall.
Listen, Iceman is Val Kilmer in Top Gun.
No, I understand both of your references. Let me just back up and say, why does he need to have a nickname in this manner? Why can't Caleb itself be the nickname? Here's why. It's biblical, right? And so it's of biblical proportions. And if you know who Caleb was in the Bible and his role in getting to the promised land, which is where Bears fans want Caleb to take us, I think that fits. It's one name. Sometimes, like, Mike was just Mike, okay? Caleb is just Caleb.
Listen, I don't know that we're ready necessarily.
No, I'm not putting him on the same level as Mike.
Well, he was also Air Jordan. It's not like he did not have nicknames. And by the way, to your point, though, Marshall, most NFL quarterbacks do not have nicknames. Like, Mahomes doesn't have a nickname. Josh Allen doesn't have a nickname. Lamar Jackson doesn't have a nickname. Like, they are more like Prince, like it's just Lamar, Josh, Mahomes. Like, we do normally Stafford. Now it can't be Williams. So to your point, it would be Caleb. Like, that is normally how QBs go. But back in the day, like, Broadway Joe for Joe Namath, like, there is precedent for it, is all I'm saying. And I just, when I saw C. Willie, I became very, very concerned. And I thought this is a big issue for me.
C. Willie's too close to Free Willie, and that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I don't want to go down that path.
Yeah, Free Willie was a good movie. It really tugged at the heartstrings. Should there have been an easier way? Like, could he really have cleared that wall? I feel like the bloopers, the alternate ending of Free Willy, is that whale just jumps on a wall and dies.
Wow. That got dark very quickly.
Very Simpsons ending out of you.
I'm just saying, that's
you're
what
not
would
wrong.
Have actually happened. No whale could have cleared that wall.
I just want to point out that C. Willy has nothing to do with Free Willy. It's Chili Willy, the little penguin. This does not help the cause of the C. Willy nickname.
Oh, but, yeah, I knew. Chili Willy the penguin. Yeah,
I just
there's
wanted to
a
throw
song.
That out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. Doesn't give it any cool points.
So you want? You just
all.
Wanted
just
to
saying, he can't be C. Willy. I'm not going to allow it. That I will openly campaign against.
But the that one is your vote. That is your or you're saying you initiated this the once campaign.
On. You want to go toe to toe against Theo Benedet for this? I mean, that
say again.
The Canadian
Eagle. You
want to
go toe to toe against Theo Benedet for this? Is there a physical matchup involved?
I mean, well, like obviously no. but a battle of like wits and influence and like public sway. Like, I think I'm willing to possibly engage with him on that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know him at all, but like, again, like, I feel like my megaphone against his, like, I've got a shot in that battle is all I'm saying. And like, no disrespect to Theo, I just think we can do better. It's all I'm saying. And by the way, if Caleb loves it, then I'm on board. I'm willing to lose. I just don't want us to like, oh, wow, Theo Benedet commented on Instagram and now our quarterback is C. Willie. Like, that's just not enough.
I'm just happy we're able to have this conversation, because that means wins are piling up and Caleb Williams is becoming the player who he was destined to be as the number one overall pick.
And also, the Bears got a coach fired, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. Bears did get a coach. Right, right. And by the way, we should be willing to have this conversation anyway. Like, this is what, and the analysis is whatever. Like, everybody watches the games. You have your opinion. You're not going to be like, this is the bread and butter of what we do here. And I think it matters. I think it matters. And so, again, most likely he will just be Caleb, which is great. It's a sweet name. There's never been anyone else who's been Caleb. I get it. But it can't be C. Willie. It can't be.
That's the bottom line. It just can't. That's the takeaway here. It cannot be C. Willie. That's where you draw your line in the sand.
Yeah, and you guys, Grody needs to be going around to people at Hallis Hall and asking how many people call. Like, can we get some boots on the ground reporting here? Like, who can we text? Like, who can we ask? What does DJ Moore call him?
Ray's on it right now. He's going to text.
What is Roma Dunze? What does Roma Dunze call him? What does Antoine Randall call him? Like, if they all call him C. Willie, then the battle is lost. Like, the war is over, and I'm late to it. But I wanna nip it in the bud prematurely if it's just one guy on Instagram. That's what I'm saying.
I think technically it was a press conference, right?
Yeah, like, it was an actual
press
scrum.
Availability.
Yeah. All right, fine. Whatever it was.
I know what DJ Moore calls him, Bossy. That's what DJ Moore calls him.
Yeah, he called him boss. That's true. That's a good point.
So he might be the boss.
He's the first one who speaks on the track.
Yep.
In the words of Khalees. All right, Danny, we'll continue to try to figure that out. But I kind of like the idea of people just calling him what they want to. I'm not here to gatekeep.
Well, that's the difference between you and me.
At least you admit it. At least you're self-aware and know what your standing is. Appreciate
Damn
you, Danny.
Straight. Hey, by the way, again... It's your show and I'm a guest, but like, you can call them whatever you want between 10 and 2 on the score. Are you? Right? You know what I mean? So like, I'm just saying, I'm calling him the one. I don't care if it's an army of one calling him the one. When he gets, how did he escape some of those sacks?
No, that's fair. That was very Matrix. Very Matrix. Right? Yep.
Like he sees the game differently. Everyone else is slow. He is fast. We've been waiting for him forever. It's a revelation. At the beginning, it was rocky and inconsistent, and he didn't totally believe, but then he evolved over the course of the movie. Then it was a franchise-altering thing that spanned multiple generations, kind of changed the way we viewed cinema in many ways, a signature thing. Like, he is the one.
Draws a lot of parallels to how AI is going to use humans in a few years. No, I feel you, Danny. Yeah, it's not bad at all.
There's going to be a spinoff. It's going to be John Wick in 20 years.
Thanks, Danny. Enjoy the next upcoming hour that you can watch, Danny, by the way, 4 to 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. That is newly expanded First Things First. So we will enjoy him there as well. Danny, thanks for coming on.
Can't wait. We'll do it again next week. See you guys.
Yes,
thanks,
we will. Maybe we'll have an answer by then. Danny mentioned him. Mark Grody next with the very latest from Hallis Hall, including following up on a question we had as a show. We'll do it next.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.